Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am Mark Jolliffe, also known as DJ Soundwave. Big show today, got my man Fillmore Green talking about his new album, The Survival Scroll. Before we get into that, it's sponsor time. Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. You're checking out the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am Mark Jolliffe, and I'm really hyped to get back into some hip-hop stuff on this episode. Big salute to my man Liam Crowley, who was on the last episode, talked a lot about The Mandalorian, WandaVision, which is really starting to ramp up. Definitely go check out that episode and check out those shows, and check him out on The Direct Podcast and TheDirect.com. Love talking nerd stuff. But in this episode, not so much. We're going to get more back into the hip-hop theme that I've done on most episodes recently. Got my guy Fillmore Green from Chicago. I'm in Chicago. He's on the west side. I'm slightly outside of Chicago. I always have this joke that you can't claim a city unless the people don't really know the area that you're describing. So for instance, I can claim Chicago. I was born there. I don't live directly in the Chicago city limits. Mostly listening, if you're not from here, you won't know what Mount Prospect is. So there's no reason for me to say that. You don't know what that is. But you can't claim it, and then you actually live somewhere else. So you can't be like, hey, yeah, I'm from Chicago. Oh, what part? Schaumburg? That's not Chicago. That's Schaumburg. But yeah, if I'm talking to some guy from California, I'm not going to tell him Schaumburg because he doesn't know what the hell that is. That's the rule. So that's always been my rule, pretty much. I had that rule when I used to work in radio doing producer work. Someone would call and say they're calling from Chicago, and I'd say, what part? And they'd say, oh, Bensonville. Like, well, that's not Chicago, jackass. All right, went off on a tirade there. Anyway, my man Fillmore Green, representing the west side of Chicago, has got a new album, The Survival Scroll. We're going to get heavy into that album, talk about that, his future projects, talking about Chicago scene, a lot of things to talk about. And here we'll play three songs from that new album, The Survival Scroll. Go check that out on Bandcamp and all streaming platforms. And later on, I want to relive the story I read during the week about an Amber Alert that really should not have been an Amber Alert. It's a tease. If you want to hear about it, keep listening. The Kansas City Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. I was rooting for them. Tom Brady does it again. I don't really get into the whole GOAT conversation, but the dude's pretty good. I mean, the guy just keeps winning. Not a big fan of his. The dude just keeps doing things. Goes to another team, another franchise, and what do you know? They won a championship. So salute to him. But I was definitely not rooting for him. All right, let's get into the show. Find it on all streaming platforms, the Infinite Banter Podcast. Usual places, iTunes, Spotify, places like that. Go to Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Infinite Banter. All right, let's get into it. Fillmore Green is in the building. Chicago hip-hop in this episode. Done a couple of these. I had Catch On a couple weeks ago. Talked a lot of Chicago hip-hop with Catch 22. And same thing here. Fillmore Green. This album, Survival Scroll, I'm telling you guys, got to check this out. This dude is bringing it. But before we do that, the show never starts until the one and only DMC says these words.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
Before we talk to my man Fillmore Green, let's play a song to get you guys introduced to him, in case you're not familiar with his work. Might be my favorite song from the album, The Survival Scroll, and definitely go check that out. This right here is Jams and Bree, production by Kenny Keys. And this is, I feel like, a good song to introduce you guys to who Fillmore Green is. Just a straight hip-hop right here, a banger from the one and only Fillmore Green. We'll talk to him on the other side of this on the Infinite Banter Podcast. But right now, here's Jams and Bree. Check out this joint, and then we'll talk to Fillmore Green on the other side. On the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Yeah. We're gonna take our time with this one, right? Let's get into it live. Live from the 3-1. Keep a cannon 24-7, you gon' need one. Fiends, prostitutions, and murders, you gon' see one. Every day in the summer dark, we never see sun. My cousin back locked 23-1. When he come home, that show back on like a rerun. So fuck whoever talking, we them niggas talking. Holler for them verses and songs if you need one. This for Diddy the two-step again. I'm trying to make Jay throw down ice. For the nicest MCs, niggas throw down twice. Philly and big, I do it like I'm spitting with Christ. Duke told me get the money and leave, they killed the culture. Resuscitated then vanished, niggas watch for the vultures. Stay in your lane, then when the jam play the shoulder. Get it when it's over, then it's over. God bless. This here is a whole vibe. Philly been killing this whole time. Stand clear, take notice. The sharpshooter's here, so it's over. Yeah. This here is a whole vibe. Philly been killing this whole time. Stand clear, take notice. The sharpshooter's here, so it's over. Let's go. Peace, God, I'm still focused. Peace, God, I'm still focused.
Let's go.
Peace, God, I'm still focused. The sharpshooter's here, so it's over. Let's go. You gotta love me, I bring heat and apply pressure. Full court press to beat, who applied better? And I ain't seeking a deal, I'm writing it real for real. Like I deserve a spot up in Jane Will. Niggas be cool with the pill, I'm classic like magic up in traffic. No look to Kareem, count the basket, and one. I spit and move the crowd like a handgun. Granny made me aggressive, do it cause I'm a grandson. Live at the barbecue, Marvin Gaye blasts over the system. Who the best in the city? Philly is arguable. Hearing me rapping, that's a blessing you can have. I'm a diamond in the rough like a baby in the trash. I'm never known to brag, I just pack bags. Crack heads for money and crack king crab. And y'all barely ate like 7 and a half. Starving, I'm napping on the Chesterfield sofa. I was fly as a shorty with a knockoff Belova. Niggas leave the city, get the money and the sodas. Pull up the Kroger for the baking soda. I'm a Jesus peace holder, not a trap rapper with a choker. It's Peter Jericho with the loafers. Curtis Mayfield glasses and Billy Paul jackets. Massive sipping Henny out of champagne glasses. Spazzing, that goddamn Philly, he be rapping. Still focused. This here is a whole vibe. Philly been killing this whole time. Stand clear, take notice. The sharpshooter's here, so it's over. Yeah. This here is a whole vibe. Philly been killing this whole time. Stand clear, take notice. The sharpshooter's here, so it's over. Let's go. Peace, God, I'm still focused.
Still focused.
Peace, God, I'm still focused.
Let's go.
Peace, God, I'm still focused. The sharpshooter's here, so it's over. Let's go.
And if you saw my love.
Yeah, you listening to Dre Cobbs, man. DJ Soundwave, Infinite Banter official.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am Mark Jolliffe, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. Right now, I'm joined by one of the nicest MCs in the game and straight from Chicago, where I'm at right now. His new album, The Survival Scroll, is available right now. You can also check out his first album, Chicago, A Third World City. Welcome to the Infinite Banter Podcast, straight from the West Side, the one and only Fillmore Green. What's up, man?
Peace, brother. How you feel?
Man, feeling good, dude. You know, it's cold and snowy, but hey, that's how Chicago is in February. But we
Chicago,
got
my man.
That's how we do it.
It's light. It's light.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing, man. It's dusting,
yeah.
Right?
Come on, man. We done felt negative 15, you know? This is light.
I think that's coming up, though. That negative, I saw that on the forecast.
Coming. Oh, it's going to come. Always in February.
Man. Man, for people who are not familiar with Fillmore Green, let heads know how long you've been in the game, how you got your start doing hip-hop music and everything.
Oh, man, the story is... How much time we got again?
It's called Infinite Banter, so you could go on forever, yeah. Man.
But, man, you know, the story starts, man. If you really want to go all the way back how I started, you know, I started like every other rapper started. I started in the basement. It was either the basement or the park, you know, me, my cousins, and my sisters, you know. And I was inspired to rhyme from a female, you know, my sister Z. So we would freestyle and play around with it. Now, I'm tripping. Because it actually goes further than that, you know?
Okay.
And I tell a story all the time, you know, several interviews. Tender age of 8, you know, I grew up in a Jehovah's Witness household. So, you know, certain music was played at certain times and certain things couldn't be played. So I was 8 years old, you know, and my aunt, Diane, she had like a 3-foot box in the basement. You know what I mean? And they were filled with cassette tapes. And there was a lot of things in that box, like Duran Duran, Meatloaf.
Oh,
then
man.
You'll find some iced tea. And then you dig deeper in the box and you'll find, you know, Sting. She had a wide range of
music. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Duran Duran and iced tea. I mean, I have that, but you know, not everybody has that.
Yeah, so she listened to, you know, lots of music. They all did. And these are women, so their taste on music gotta be good, you know. They do everything well. When I said, like, she had a 3-foot box, 3-foot box full of tapes, cassette tapes, dusty tapes, partially new tapes. But we'll just, me and my cousin, we'll just pop these tapes in and start listening and listening. And, you know, that led to us liking it and loving the music more. Of course, I did what everybody did in that era. The 10 CDs for a dime. What was that? What was the name of that?
BMG.
Columbia House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it graduated to that, you know, and then we start making our own money to where that we can find and go to Tower Records, you know. You got to live to get old, so I ain't worried about all that, you know, dating myself. But
no, I used to do that, too. I'm sure I still owe them money. I'm sure I still owe them for all those CDs or tapes or whatever.
Go to Tower Records, and you remember when you used to go to Tower Records and you can preview the CD before you buy it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You scan the CD, and you can listen to the whole album, just snippet, so you got a feel for what you're buying. But we graduated to that level. I started doing that. And then, you know, my grandmother moved and I traveled up north to live with my mom, you know, in my high school years. So that gave me the commute. So I had a lot of time on my hand and I would freestyle with my sisters and stuff like that. And it went from me doing that to, you know, leaving school. I went to Marshall. Marshall was on the west side.
Right.
My mom lived in Rogers Park.
Oh, shout out. I'm from Rogers Park. Shout out to Rogers Park, man.
Yeah, yeah. My mom still lives in Rogers Park. So,
oh, man.
That led to a commute. You know, I had at least 2 hours a day on my hands. So if you put going there and back, that's 3 hours, hour and a half a piece,
man,
to go from and get to, you know. So that led to writing and stuff. You know, I started honing my skills at a young age,
right,
on those bus rides. And then I discovered the trains. And back then, it was a lot of ciphers on the train because I used to just take the 22 Clark bus. That was an hour and a half ride.
I was going to say, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you were Chicagoan, so you tell me
come in there? I don't know how far back you go. Yeah.
Bro, like, from Dearborn, Jackson and Dearborn, that 22 Clark and go all the way up to Howard.
Oh, man.
Like, that's a long ride.
Dude. Especially on a day like, you know, this, with snow and everything, that you forget it, you know.
Exactly. And I did this like all my high school years early. And me having that time, I started honing my skills, you know. And then you get older and you get into different things. But I was still still locked in on my hip hop, though. You know what I mean? And that graduated to me teaming up with my brothers off the block. Off the Block was like, it was the greatest version of rap boot camp.
Nice.
You know, you know, it was members, you know, Off the Block. It was we all dudes from the west side of Chicago, and it was about business. You know, we went in there, it was competition. You know, how many songs you got? My brother Ted and Duke, they were the CEOs. Everybody, you know, we wanted to emulate Rockefeller.
Oh, I see. You know, right.
Get a label with artists, you know, Ted Duke, they ran it. You know, you had Shea Dilla, Fatso, Curfew, you know, myself. I was LOG back then, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, my brother Frilly.
Okay.
Frilly was Future and Drake before that, back in 2004, you know what I mean? But,
right,
you know, was in the Off the Block phase. That was rap boot camp. You get in there. You do the records. Whoever got the most records, you go in. So it was like, okay, next week I want to have more songs than Frilly. I'm going to try. You know what I'm saying? Frilly was a beast. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So it was like rap boot camp. You know what I mean?
And made you guys sharp. You know, it's like that competition, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it made us sharp. And that was an important phase because that's the inception of me getting out into the city. You know what I mean? Like seeing a Bump J at the GCI Music Conference. Me and my brother Shay used to go there all the time. You know, that was important because I saw a little bit of the politics back then, you know.
Yeah.
This is at my early stages. It was cool, you know, those are my brothers, you know, and that was an important phase. You know, we teamed up with Soul 360. Truth Made the Beats was actually Chuck was like the manager, you know, Joe Glass and I-Rock, you probably know them.
Right.
Nino Prolly, they, you know, they put time into it, you know. So that was around the same era. And after that era, you know, I was doing high school, you know, doing shit in high school, doing little shows. And then I graduated from that and started really taking it serious, you know, and just stayed persistent, man. I always had a plan in my head to how I'm going to do things and where I'm going to be. I have these like mental projections and I live by them. So that led to me putting out my first tape.
Did you start that first tape somewhere? Do you remember much about it?
Yeah, I remember a lot about it, you know. I literally remember sitting, I was at my brother Derek's crib, and we didn't know anything about mixing and mastering. We didn't know anything about sequencing. We just
just rhymed over it, right?
we got industry beats with original beats. We had no idea what we were doing. And, you know, we just put it out. We filled the CD up until we was like, until there's no more space. This is when you can put the CD in the joints. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
We did that, and 22 tracks came out of that. That was my first project.
Man. You know?
So, seal of approval. You know, that's way back. That's early Fillmore. But, you know, that led to me creating projects, man. Then more writing came about, and I started honing my skills more, you know, and with thought behind what you do and still keeping your sword sharp, you can, you know, get a whole page in the Chicago Sun-Times.
There you go.
That was huge to me. You know what I mean? Like, that was huge. Like, I'm, you know, it was dope, man. Shout out to Evan Moore. Like, he, you know, that was monumental, and I told him that. So, yeah, like, with a lot of time and practice and patience, man, you could do anything, bro. So I just did a lot of years, and I haven't done nothing yet.
Well, the foundation's, you know what I mean? There. Like you said, everything from the past, the work that you put in is showing and proving now, and now you just, you know, sky's the limit, man.
You let me tell it, I haven't done nothing. So that's just, it's just the start, because, you know, I just gave you most of the story. Salute to anybody I may have forgotten in the story, man, but it's like, you know, my brother Twilly Mac, I know they're going to be Keith. I'm giving shout outs early.
Go for it, man. Go ahead. It's all good. Nah, go ahead, man.
Infinite banter, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's all about, dude. There's no time limit.
You know, it's just like, it's a lot, bro. You know, it was a lot. And it was more so, you know, just staying focused, because you're going to be distracted a lot. It's going to be times you're going to think to give up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just normal. It's normal.
Yeah.
So you got to go through those phases, and some people don't take those phases the same way. Some people, you know, people deal with stuff differently. That's with emotions too.
Yeah, especially now that you got, you know, COVID going on. I mean, I'm guessing you haven't done a show live in damn near what, over a year? What's this like doing this whole COVID thing? Because I ask a lot of MCs this, you know, that come on here. How is the process putting out music, not being able to perform, not being able to meet fans and greet people? And I'm sure there's some obvious, you know, benefits, because technology has made things so much easier. But at the same time, man, it's got to be crazy.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate. It's definitely unfortunate. But, you know, COVID has, it made people hit the reset button, bro.
Yeah, true indeed.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you got to figure it out too. I mean, you've got to adapt
exactly
to how things are now. You know, you could complain like, I can't do things like I used to, but you can get left in the dust if you do that. You've got to figure out a new way to. I think a lot of avenues are open for people who maybe wouldn't have had a chance in this kind of era, in this environment that we're in right now. So I think there's a lot of opportunities, man. And like you said, it's a reset. That's a good way to put it.
It's one time the whole world is on the same page. Think about that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one time, and it just so happened to be more than a year, but it's one time, meaning everybody's paying attention to the same thing at once.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's never that way. It's never that way. Like, we could have 1,000 murders here, but won't nobody hear that in Japan?
Right.
Won't nobody hear that in Switzerland? It don't even matter to them. But this is one time the whole world on the same page. You know what I mean? And I say that in a good and a bad way. You know, because it's, you know, yin and yang. It's the opposites, bro. So
right,
it's like we just got to take the bad and make some good out of it. But this is the one time the whole world is on the same page, man.
Yeah, and speaking of pages, you brought up being in the Sun-Times. What was that like? You know, I think of that line from Biggie, you know, Word Up magazine. You know, you think about yourself being in a magazine or in a newspaper.
Yeah.
What was that like, you know, when they're calling you up and saying, hey, we want to do a feature on you, and next thing you know, you're in the Sun-Times?
Like I just said, I told Evan, like, this is monumental, because it could have been... Like, I always wanted to be in the papers. Like, it's an inside joke me and my bros run. Like, we make the papers. You know, this goes back to high school days. It's a little inside joke we have.
Right.
And, you know, we made the papers, you know, and it's dope. You know, it's like a lot of people I know been in that paper on some other stuff. You know, like.
Right, you're in there for the right reason, by the way. Yeah,
it's real negative shit, you know, and they make people look ways that they're not, you know. The paper is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, and I had a chance to share some positivity in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like when we started talking, I could have started talking about it a lot, you know. But man, show the love, you know. Share some positivity in there. And that's the most beautiful thing about it all. You got an artist from the city that's speaking about his fatherhood and COVID, you know, it's bigger than promoting the album,
right?
Or project. It's bigger than that. But you know, it was beautiful, man. It was dope. Like I definitely, it was monumental to me. That's Chicago Sun-Times, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, come on, man. Like, you're a Chicagoan.
Yeah, that's. I know
that's
people
Chicago
don't.
Sun-Times.
People don't have papers like they used to. You know, would have them in our hands like back in the day, but. The fact that you could actually hold something and it's about you, and that's huge. And you know, like you said, for Chicago Sun-Times, that's monumental. They've been here for years and years and years, generations. And you know, you can put that up on the wall and point to that and say, like right here, this is part of something that, you know, we're able to do. And talking about that great album, Survival Scroll, man, this album is just straight heat, dude. So much to talk about with this record, man. We're going to play a couple songs on this podcast here, but one that really caught me was Jams and Bree. Talk about that record, man.
Oh, man, Jams and Bree. Salute to my brother Rashid Hadi. That's a part of that. Going back to the story.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to that part.
No.
You know what I mean? The Rashid Hadi era of it all, of the Fillmore story. We didn't even get to that yet. Rashid was instrumental in that. That let me know I'm rushing my answers and shit, man.
There you go. We got to hit a couple speed bumps here.
Banter show.
Yeah, you can slow it down, man. Don't feel rushed.
You
never, man.
Mean? Nah, but I'm tripping. Like, we didn't even get to that part. Like,
yeah.
The era, you know, when I connected Rashid.
Man.
Brother, when I tell you, man, Rashid he's the greatest producer ever to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I say that coming from a brother, like brother, like he took me under his wing. You know what I mean?
Right.
He took me under his wing, bro. He's the reason, you know, I ain't gonna even tell that story, but he's the reason you hear me today.
Man, salute.
Because he sat me in there and any beat, I value his time always. Whenever you have time, let's record. You know what I mean?
Right.
Any beat, when the time is, let's get there. We're going to put work in. And that made me, and I was going through some shit at the time. And that, we had our days, Sundays.
Yeah.
Sundays was our days. I would come from the crib and go to his crib. Every Sunday. And this is us with really rocking with each other from within a year of us really rocking with each other. The vibe was like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every Sunday. And that built my catalog. So now, me and Chuck already was moving around the city doing shows. Now I got my bro coming in, helping me create my sound. Giving me dope production to rhyme over. You know what I mean?
Right. The motivation right there.
The motivation. Like, he could play a beat every day for the next 10 years. A new beat every day for the next 10 years. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. Rashid Hadi can play a beat every day, a new beat every day for the next 10 years of our lives. You do the math. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of damn songs.
That's a lot of beats. That's thousands of beats, bro.
Yeah.
So for him to say, okay, this vault opened for you, I got to respect that, bro. He let me in this crib, recorded. We developed this chemistry to where as though we worked so well together. You know what I mean? We developed that. That wasn't off the bat, you know. Salute to Jeff the Illest for creating that relationship. It's like, bro is one of the greatest, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, he produced a lot of tracks on your new album and your last one, too. Like, he did the whole album, or am I mistaken?
The last one, he did the whole album.
The whole album, right.
One produced by Neek. He produced Trying to Get It. He had one joint on there. So.
Oh, my God, that one right there. I had that circle, by the way. I was going to ask you about that record, too.
Yeah, we'll get there. This is the Infinite Banter podcast, so I'm breaking every story down.
There it is.
You know, and that's what it is, bro. Like, going back to the Jams and Bree questions. See, I still remember the questions.
See, there it is. It might be late in the night, but nothing's getting past you, man.
I'm going through the history with you, bro. Like, that's what it is.
There it is. School's in session. Jams and Bree. Yeah, that's a
Jams,
man.
Jams and Bree.
That's one of the first songs I played, and I was like, man, this is what the rest of the record's like. I'm in for, you know, a treat, and did not let down, man. That's a banger, man.
That's a banger. Back to Rashid Hadi. Rashid Hadi, I don't even remember choosing the beat, but I know, like, matter of fact, the beat was in a folder I go to all the time, and I never chose it, but when I really, listened to it, I had this thing when I go over his crib, I do the memo pad. Instead of asking him to send me the beat, I play the beat through the memo pad and record it through my memo pad and write to it when I get to the crib. So I did that. He sent me the beat. And around the time when I started recording the Survival Scroll, top of the pandemic, I put that beat and I looped it. And that's what it was, man. That's that soulful. You got to have that one record on the album to where as though somebody listen and they're going to say, you know, this dude he can rhyme.
Right.
So I try to have at least one of those. Because some people may not think I could rhyme, you know?
they came away after hearing that one. If they still thought that, then obviously there's something wrong with them.
Somebody, man, you know, like I ain't put in 10,000 hours, you know? But Jams and Bree is one of those records, man. Like, you got to really rap.
Right.
You got to really go crazy. And that's how I approached that. That was my mental when I was approaching that, you know? That's Rashid, man. He got the touch when it comes to mixing and mastering. He produced that, and it's a classic. I love it. It's my classic. That song.
There you go.
The whole all my catalog. What the fuck am I talking about?
Well, I only put you on the spot because I brought it up. Not that you're, you're calling it out or anything, but
I'm fucking around.
Of course. Yeah, no, that song's really good. And talk about the concept of that album, too. I mean, Survival Scrolls, I mean, the way that the cover art, the way you work the interludes in there. I mean, there's a lot going on with this record, man. Just talk about the concept of what you wanted to create with this whole album as a whole.
You know, with an album, when I first started working on it, it had a different title. And, you know, the pandemic affected people in different ways. And, you know, we wasn't able to get proper, you know, we wasn't able to get a few things we wanted for the project. And it kind of delayed it, and I got kind of discouraged, you know, for lack of better words. Not discouraged to give the project up, but I didn't like the current title I had at the time.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
That's what I really mean. You know, I didn't like the title anymore. So, you know, I was thinking of titles and I hit Chuck and Chuck was like, why don't we, you know, the survival scroll. And then he named, because his wheels be spinning all the time. And I don't know why he held on to this idea that long. You know what I mean? But it worked out the way it should have worked.
Right.
And he was like, you know, it's seven elements to life. And, you know, we had this conversation and I fell in love with it. And when I listened to all the music, I really said, damn, this sound like what it should have been named. This fits better than the previous title we had for the project. So did that. We always like to tie our projects in with some theme. We want to make the songs intertwine. And by doing that, we take it back to where when people led you through skits. And
oh, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta, they're like the stitches and the seams that make the album tight. You know what I mean? That's how we look, that's how we approach it. And we got the skits together. Chuck sequenced the songs. You know, Rashid Hadi, phenomenal with the mixing and mastering. We got our formula, and that's what we do, you know. And that came about fast, but it took a long time to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And salute to everybody that was on it, you know.
Yeah, a lot of different producers on here, too. I'm looking at them right now. Besides, you know, Rashid, you've got quite a few other producers on this album.
Man, I was cooking. I was just up 2, 3 in the morning, just going. Like, when pandemic hit, and when pandemic first hit, and I couldn't go to the lab, so I got the studio equipment, and I was up. I was up to either 5 in the morning, and I watched, like, because I started binge-watching The Wire.
Oh, that's my all-time favorite show, man.
I had never saw it either. It's mine now.
Oh.
Until April, I had never saw it.
Did you finish it? You said
I finished everything.
Oh, man. Man.
The greatest show ever.
I love it, man. I could watch it all the time. So, it's been a while since I've watched it, though, but I love that damn show.
So you know why I was up to 5 in the morning.
Yeah, you can't turn it off, man.
After recording, I will watch that and get back to it and I was just thirsty to have equipment, and I just started doing my thing, man. I got a lot of records up out of that. When you see when you're the different producers, it's just that's what made the project sound
right.
The way it sounded. They fit together. I'm just honored to have beats from all those guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's some shit on that project as far as production. Everybody came with it.
Yeah. And the cuts by Fifth Element, too. I mean, with the scratches on a couple songs.
Oh, man, yeah. Fifth. We can get into that record, you know, whichever one with Fifth. Like, Fifth played he came through, you know what I mean, on the production and the scratches, you know.
Yeah, that track, I Love You, with the Houdini sample, and, you know, because Ecstasy just passed away recently, so that one really hit me when I heard the One Love cuts in there. That one. Yeah, that one really took me, too.
That's how powerful he was. R.P. to Ecstasy.
Yeah.
That's how powerful. Like, I put that in there December 18th. Not even December 18th, but that's when the project dropped. I had the record in what, March? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's how powerful he was, man. Like, that was... He didn't even know what he was doing when he said that on that stage that day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we still using it 30 years later.
Crazy.
It's crazy. That's the power of it, man.
Yeah.
You got to love it, you know. And we recorded. I got the beat from SC. Salute to SC. Wrote the record maybe 6 months after I got the beat because I feel it. I got to go off of feeling. So when I finally wrote the record, I recorded the record, sent it back to SC, and SC was telling me, like, you know, I think we should add some flavor to it. You know, and anybody that know me know I'm considerate. Like, I don't,
right?
You know, we're all doing this. I was like, tell me what you see, what you hear, rather. So he was like, you know, have somebody scratch Ecstasy. I'm like, what?
Man,
you like tell somebody scratch Ecstasy, and they rung a bell. It, you know, I'm like, oh shit, Houdini. And that's what it was. Boom. Sent it to Fifth. Sent it to Fifth. I explained to Fifth, like, what I was looking for, what we were looking for. Fifth came back exactly what I asked for. You know what I mean? Like, super dope.
There it is.
You know? It was beautiful.
Yeah, rest in peace, Ecstasy. I mean, that when I heard that song first time, I was thinking like, man, he just passed away too, and just it just shows like the legacy of, you know, the golden era, and even you know, MCs that just came out. I mean, just the fact that you could take a sample from Houdini and put it on the track like that, and man, it just, like I said, just caught me because, you know, I'm a big fan. I grew up on Houdini and Run DMC and all that, so definitely took me back, man.
The Founders.
Yeah. And talk about the cover art for that album, too. I mean, speaking of taking me back to last summer with all the, you know, everything that was going on, and, you know, in front of the White House and the protests and everything. I mean, that really is like a moment. It's a snapshot in time, that cover, with the signs and everything.
Well, with the cover, you know, it is an actual time. It is actual things that happened. Like, there's nothing on that cover that didn't happen on this earth. We just took it and put our spin on it.
Right.
But everything in that cover is the truth. It's nothing made up, down to the little boys on the front. Those are actual photos of kids, African warriors, African soldiers out there on the lines with guns at 10, 11, 12. So if you put those kids in front of the White House represents what? America.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you.
So, no, we're not going to draw them in front of Jackson and Costner in Chicago. No, we're going to find a way to paint America in this background and put this image in front of this and tell these people what's going on. So you put them in D.C. in front of the White House. That's the nation's capital. They represent the country. The little boys' shirts are red, white, and blue. What do those colors represent?
There you go, America. Yep.
You know, the dog, African wild dog. It's the most hunted, one of the most hunted animals in Africa. But over here, you know, over here, it's like a man's life, a boy's life isn't even worth. I don't want to seem like I got something against animals. You know, so I won't even say that. All of them have something in common, and that's survival. Survival. You know what I mean?
Right. Takes you back to the title of the album, right?
It's survival. Survival scroll. Like everything. Then you go in the back. You got Trump in front of the church. He really did that. You know, my brother Aofex, he created the artwork. Aofex brought it to life. You know what I mean? Like he brought everything to life, and he works like a machine. Like this dude is he's quick on the edits, and he'll call you 2-3 in the morning and text you and texting you samples and edits, and we up to 3:35 in the morning doing edits to a piece that everybody's going to get a chance to see. So Aofex is a monster, and that album cover is based on true events. You know what I mean? Like it's based on true events. It's like it happened. Everything. And that's what we do, man. We create timeless pieces. And that's this beauty. It's the beautiful part of it, man. The beautiful part of making that artwork, making the music, everything is the fact that it's going to be listened to forever and your kids can hear it.
Exactly. You know,
It's just dope, man. Because I got family members that I would love to hear their voices again that's no longer with us. You know, like, you know, I got family members. I don't even know how my grandfather, neither one of my grandfather's voice sound. I vaguely remember.
Wow.
So for, you know, my daughter, my grandkids to be able to search me on YouTube or hold a piece of my vinyl with my name and face on it means a lot.
Man.
That's what it is. Infinite banter, man. I'm talking.
No, it's a legacy, like, though. You're talking about the legacy. The legacy is still building, though. That's the thing, man. You're just at the ground level.
Yeah, legacy, bro. Like, that's what it is, man. Like, you know, like I just said, my great-grandkids would be able to grab this piece of vinyl and say this is my grandfather. My great-grandfather. When I'm, you know, when we're no longer here, we're going to be able to, our families, your daughter, will, you got a son or daughter?
I have a daughter.
Yeah. Your daughter, I had it right the first time. Will be able to listen to your podcast and hear your voice. Your granddaughter will be able to hear that.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
That's very dope to me. Like, everybody as creators, whoever doing whatever, you know, AFX, his people, his family will be able to see what he did years down the line. It's something he was involved with, made a humongous platform such as Chicago Sun-Times. It's just, you know, it's humble, you know, it's great. It's dope. Very dope.
Yeah, man. And I got to bring up that picture of your daughter with you crate digging, looking through the albums. That one really, really caught me, because I'm thinking, like, maybe one day she'll grab some, because I got a whole bunch of records here. Maybe she'll go through them and pull out that Gangstar or that Rakim or something. And instead of wanting to throw it or break it, she'll actually want to listen to it. But what's that like with her when she's pulling out the vinyl and helping you come up with like a beat or just an inspiration, you know, pulling? I saw the Confunction was the album I think she was holding, right, in that picture?
Yeah, that's something we were checking out. We were about to, you know, purchase. But, you know, it's beautiful, man. Like, I'm gonna actually get that frame in a nice size. I'm gonna get that picture framed. You know, I don't have a huge vinyl collection. It's not huge at all. You know, I'm getting there, but it's not huge. If it's a musical moment you can share with your kids, and that's something they can't take away, because we pull some of these records together. That's something she's gonna be able to say she did. I know a lot of people that just, you know, a loved one may leave records, and now they're trying to give them away.
Right.
But if I'm doing it with my daughter and she remember these things, most of the times we went, she remember these things, and she hear the music in the crib, and she can distinguish Roy Ayers, who he is and what he knows and what he sings. That's beautiful. And taking her digging is something she's going to love to do when she get older. So it's like a tradition you almost started.
Right.
If I did know how to make beats, I'm sure she'll be able to do it too.
I'm just trying to get her to stop listening to Elmo. So I'm like, here, why don't you pull this?
Oh, she got a variety of things she loves.
Oh, that's awesome.
One week is this, the next is that. But she, you know, it's just creating those moments, man. And that's where we bridge that gap and introduce them to our world. Music, you know what I mean? Like, music. Early, and it's a beautiful thing. Like, I love to have her with me when we're digging. And that picture was just, we hanging out in the store, out of the past, right in my old neighborhood. You know, it's we were just in there. She looking at the cat. We going through stuff, and this is pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So we got the mask and gloves on pre-COVID. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the dope thing about it. A lot of people would think we, you know, staged that picture, but it's not. Like, when they took, the owners, the owners, they have this section. Matter of fact, the whole store, you got to put the mask and the gloves on, because, you know, when you're digging, they get dusty. A lot of them in the basement, you don't want to breathe that stuff in. So we had it on, and we were in there for a while. Picture was taken. And there you have it, you know.
That's some serious digging right there, when you got a mask and gloves on. And it's not for COVID, it's for records. That's awesome.
For records. Mask and gloves. That's like a lot of producers may be upset with me after I just said the name of the store. Because it's a lot of gems, and like, people come from out of the country, come to Chicago and go to that store to shop, smack dab in the middle of K-Town.
Yeah.
You will have people all from all over the country going in that store in the hood. That's dope.
So many classics in there. I mean, just another, that one
so
shot.
So many classics.
Oh, my God.
Get in there, get your gloves, get your mask and go digging. And just,
it's like you're excavating, you know, man. Excavating the funk, like, dude.
That's what it is. We took the picture, and I'm like, okay, take another one. That's when I sat her on top of the records.
Man.
This is dope, because now my wheels are spinning, like, okay, oh, these are going to come out nice. This is crazy. And that's what happened.
Man. back to Survival Scrolls, one of my favorite MCs in the game, Sky Zoo, was on a track. The track's called Time,
Salute to my bro, Sky Zoo. Man,
that had to be pretty cool to get Sky Zoo on a record. And talk about that song in general, just another banger. And, of course, you got Sky Zoo on there. Of course, the attention meter goes up a little bit.
Yeah, like, salute to Sky Zoo. He's a very genuine cat, man. He lives by his word. He's one of the dopest MC. He dope. Like, everybody know that.
Right.
So let me use a much powerful word. He's one of the most consistent MCs over the past.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man.
I mean, 15 years at least. I'm trying to think.
Come on, dog. Like, it's teenagers that was born that are teenagers now, like, you know, consistent for that long, for a lifetime, when you really think about it. So to start off, like, I begged Kenny Keys for the beat. Salute to Kenny Keys. He did the beat. When I finally got it, I knew what I wanted to hear over it. And now I didn't have the words, but I knew how I wanted it to sound, because that beat put me in a mind frame of a certain year. And I had to come with that vibe. You know what I mean? From the structure to the hook, I had to come with that vibe, because it put me in that time warp. Time, you know, it took me back.
Right.
And the funny part of the story is I was just got my equipment. This actually the second record me and Sky Zoo have. So it's another one.
Uh-oh.
You know, on ice.
Man, we look forward to that one.
Definitely. When I first got my studio equipment, I knew Sky Zoo didn't have any. And he, you know, he liked to write in the studio. Pandemic hit, you know, I sent him a picture of my setup. You know, he was like, oh, man, that's dope. You know what I mean? Da-da-da-da-da. He ended up getting his equipment. So when I did it, I sent a video and I was writing to time. He was like, man, what is that? I'm like, man, it's my bro Kenny Keys. He already know Kenny. He was like, you know, that shit is banging. I was like, man, I'll leave it open. You know what I mean? If you're going to get on it, if you want to hop on it. He was like, say less.
There
you know
it
what
is.
I mean? Boom, boom, boom. And he ended up having a throat surgery.
Oh, right. That's right.
He had to sit down, couldn't say a word for a month. And, you know, long story short, he got off of that shit. He met a great recovery. And that was one of the first verses he laid down after the surgery.
Man, you couldn't even tell. He sounds just as good as he did before,
he couldn't
man.
Even sharp. So that came about, and that was like, I had already had the two verses. He put his on the end, and it's like tight. You feel me? The seams are, it's poetry in motion.
Yeah.
You know? So that's dope. Like he's really. He capped that joint off. Pause. Whoa.
Man. Another track with some features on here, Generational Wealth. Yeah, that one is, okay. Man, that one really comes at you, because you've got, you know, yourself and Peter Jericho.
Yeah.
Jay Ivey. Yeah.
Salute to Jay Ivey. If y'all don't know, Google his involvement. Like, he's very well known and he's very gifted. Salute to Jay Ivey. And Peter Jericho, and you know, he came and took the record to another level. You know, Rashid Hadi on the beat, like that came about. I had that whole record is about a dream that I had. I had a dream when I woke up that morning. I was supposed to have a session at Rashid's house. Went to the session and his aunt had showed up, because he was supposed to do her taxes or something late. She showed up late. And I was like, okay, while you going to do those, pull up a folder and I'm going to go through some joints. So I ended up finding that Generational Wealth track, the beat, wrote the whole record sitting in that room.
Man.
You know, and we did that and he came back. I didn't even record what I was supposed to record in the first place. I ended up recording Generational Wealth. Jay Ivey, you know, we bumped into each other and I was like, you know, I got something I think you would fit well over. You know, this is you. Jay Ivey did his part. He came through the crib, wrote his verse or his piece, so to say. You know, his poetry. So he wrote his piece, and laid it down, showed nothing but love. You know, he took it to another level. Like, it was, we were thinking, like, this is crazy. And then Peter Jericho came and took it to another level, you know, and I was like, man, this is a beautiful record. And that's just one of the, that's one of my favorite records ever to me.
Man.
You know.
That's saying a lot.
That's one of my, by my, to myself, like, I'm tough on myself. But that was one, that's one of my favorite records ever that I, to myself, personally.
Man, that's.
That I've ever written to me.
Yep. That's that stamp of approval right there. You know, you feel that good about it. You know, like you said, you're tough on yourself, and everybody's their own worst critic. So for you to put that song up on that upper level, that really means something.
It was already that before they got on it. But when they got on it, it just took it to another level, to where, as though, I don't know, like, I don't rate my records, but I like that song. That is one of the most song. That is one of the records I love overall, to me, you know.
Without a doubt. Talking to Fillmore Green about his new album, The Survival Scroll. And yeah, as I said, this album's just such a banger. Everybody listening, go cop it. And we got to talk about the album before, your first album, Chicago, A Third World City. A lot of bangers on this one too, man. We talked about it a little bit at the beginning. I'll bring it back. Trying to Get It, man. I think this might be my favorite song on the album. This one really, like, caught me. Talk about that record.
Trying to Get It, produced by Neek, featuring Rashid Hadi, Yarbrough, and Neek. So that was one of two records. We were in Faded at the time. Faded Studios. It was a dope studio that was, you know, nice. So we were in there. That was the studio we were going to at the time. And that was like the second or third joint we recorded that session. All of us in there. So it got around to Trying to Get It, and we was like, you know, who gonna use it? And I raised my hand, like, I got it. Don't even think about it. You know, I got it. I raised my hand first. Like that's how, ain't that how they do it? But you know. And you know, I got it, man. I got the record. I sat on it. I put it on ice. And we just came to the agreement that goes with Third World City so well. It has to go on there. And I think that's our format. You know, we do a whole joint produced by Hadi, and we have one other producer on there to kind of, like, you know, and that comes from studying the Common album and everything in that nature.
Right.
Well, he only had about two or three producers on it on B, but Trying to Get It, it's that bounce, man. It's that bounce. Yeah. My favorite drum break too.
Yeah. One of them. That's what caught me too. Big time, man. Another record on there, the Reaganomics joint. Couple months back, I had Hip Hop Crew on here, Reagan Era Records, and they were talking about, you know, growing up in the era of Reagan, and, you know, how hip hop came from that, you know, even with all the bad policies and everything that's still to this day, but the backdrop, you know, you still had good music come out of that. And talk about that joint, Reaganomics. I mean, like I said, we still feel it to this day, man. The cultures, policies is just a dark cloud over everything. But, you know, the good thing is a lot of good music, a lot of art came out of that era. But talk about the Reaganomics. Yeah, man, big time.
You know, you got all the Basquiats, and Reaganomics is the Chicago, A Third World City is like a audio movie. You know, you got to really listen to that project from front to back.
Correct.
To get the full story. You know, and the last song sums it up. You got to really listen to the whole project straight through. But that was the, his name is Corey. The character on a project.
Right.
That was Corey's dad's beginning, Reaganomics. That was Corey's dad's time in the Reaganomic times, when, you know, when you had the influx of crack and cocaine, you know, that was the time, you know, that was his dad's time. And I wanted to create that picture to set it off, you know.
Right.
Everything, you know, from the title to the actual content and the skit afterwards. I wanted to really bring that to life. So that was Corey's dad's time. That was Corey as a kid. That was his time, you know, of being mischievous and out there, you know. So it's just the you know how the movies go and the credits, you know,
right,
flick on and off during the screen, produced by, and that's the scene, that's the opening of the movie.
Yeah, like I said before, you did the interludes on this album and the other one as well, really helped tie it together, and the theme runs through the whole album. And this one, like you said, yeah, in particular, it is like an audio movie. It really, you know, you hear the story about Corey, and there's a lot going on. And you know, like you said, the Reaganomics really sets it up, because that's the beginning of it all. And for him that's to be where he ended up, you had to go back to the past, like you said, with his father and coming up in that era, and then, you know, how it affected him growing up. And
oh, brother, you listened to the project, bro.
Yeah, I played the whole, like you said, man, I didn't just play tracks. You know, I wanted to, but I wanted to, I always like to hear things. It's kind of like with The Wire, man. You can't just play one episode and feel like you know what the show's about. You can't do that. It's a novel, you know, it's like, it's a story. I'm asking about The Wire in a minute, but this album is just another, again, you know, not to gas you up, but two bangers back to back. What can we look for in the future, man? You got something on the back burner coming up?
Oh, man. I got this set up in the house. That's one thing that came out.
So you never stop.
Exactly. So, you know, when they tell you to sit down, you know, they're Philly, sit down. Sit in the house. Or this disease is outside. I'm okay, I'm in. But I got to record. So I got the equipment. I record all the time now. I record all the time. You know, I used to be able to send people, you know, records, one or two here and there, but now I can't even like really send nothing because I'm constantly writing, you know?
Yeah, and you've got the equipment right there. So if something comes to your mind, it's not like you have to go get studio time or pull somebody with you to go do it. You could just turn it on. It's like, I'm going to the living room real quick. I'm going to go over here real
quick. Living room, yeah, man, where all the acoustics are there, you know? It's going to be, nothing but, I got the next project coming out, the next two projects coming out, I can announce these, the Peter Jericho, Fillmore Green project, we're going to, I'm not going to say what it's about, what it's themed around, but you know how you got the best of both worlds. You had, you know, Jay-Z and Kells,
oh, right.
They made great music, they fit well together. We're not going to sound anything that way. Like that, but it's that same, people have said it, but Peter Jericho, he's going to show how. He got records on there that's going to blow people away. And I'm like, this dude is, he's a phenomenal writer, vocalist. He get busy. Trust me. You're going to remember, you're going to play this episode back when you hit his project.
Man.
That's one of the, that's got to be the next one on deck. And right after that is Knowledge and Power. That's Hadi and I. That's our second project where he produced everything and I did the rhymes. So it's, you know, that's the second installment from us.
Man, look out for that, people listening.
Yeah, like it's going to be, those are the next two on deck. But I got the next five joints, not mapped out, but ready.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
but I've been stockpiling all these records, man. And a lot of them was when I first got the equipment. You know what I mean? So I got these projects ready. So, you know, you saw the, like, I pinned the tweet. Like, this is going to be the year I catch up.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I felt like I didn't have enough material out.
And now it's going to be, get ready, because here it comes.
Get ready. You know, here it comes. Like, I'm not going to let people say that about me now.
Man.
Where's the catalog? Where's, you know, it's not going to be that.
Man, I feel good about Chicago hip hop hearing that, man.
My
guy Dre Cobbs has been on the show here, and you know,
salute.
Yeah, Channel 7, Catch 22. It's so much good Chicago hip hop out there, man. How do you feel about the standing of
show the other day?
Oh, for real? Oh man, salute! Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Y'all don't know what you're getting into, man.
Yeah. You're just gonna be a QAnon podcast or something, and you've been like, "What the hell? What is this dude talking about?" Man, thanks for that, man. Yeah, Dre Cobbs is a beast. So many good Chicago artists, man. How do you see the Chicago scene right now for hip hop? You feel like things are getting pretty good? You know, it's not stagnant at all to me. I feel like really moving towards a good direction here.
I explained this the other day. I come up with these comparisons that just be like spot on. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Chicago hip hop For one, I'm going to answer the question. I think it's phenomenal right now.
There you go.
You know, even the drill movement, that's, you know, that's what they live. You know, that's how they want to express themselves. That's therapeutic to them. You see what I'm saying? So I give everybody a chance in my tape deck. I just, you know, beginning of the podcast, I listen to Meatloaf Duran Duran at 8 years old. Who can say that on the west side of Chicago?
No, nobody's saying that.
But, you know, man, what I was about to say, my comparison, Chicago hip hop is like Chicago food. Think about it.
Okay.
You can come to Chicago and get any type of food you could think of.
Yeah.
With a food capital. You know, you can go over there and get Italian. You go on Taylor Street, get Italian. You can go out west, get some Uncle Remus. Okay, you want to try the other chicken, you can get some Harold's. You want a gyro, a good one? You can go to Greek Town.
You call them gyro like me, dude. There you go.
Yeah. Like, you want a gyro? You know, we don't call it gyro, whatever they call it.
Gyros or whatever. Gyro? Yeah, no, gyro.
That's gyro. You want that, you can go over here. If you want the best Chinese food,
right,
go to Triple Crown in Chinatown. You know what I mean? Like, you can go and get any. You can't do that in Iowa. My pops live in Iowa.
Hell no.
He can't find an Italian beef. He don't. What?
Nah.
He don't know. He haven't ate one in years, probably, unless he made it himself.
Man.
So I say all of that to say, when it comes to Chicago music, you can do the same. There's no definite sound, and that's the beautiful thing about it. You can come to Chicago and get drill. You can come get any genre, but hip-hop, you can get any style. You can get drill. You can get backpacking. You can get underground. You can get lo-fi. You can get whatever category hip-hop can fall in, you can come get that in Chicago.
Yeah,
and it's everywhere. You know, you want the hard street shit, you can get that.
Right. Yeah, if you want your typical hot dog, you know, like everybody else expects, that's fine. You got that too.
That's
your pizza,
fine.
Your deep dish, we got that all day, every day. But
everything.
Right.
Like, you can come to Chicago and get a taste of everything. So the music is like the food.
Man, that's a good comparison, man. I didn't think of it like that. But now, not only am I hungry, but I'm thinking about hip hop in a different different mindset.
Hey, that's pro, man. The marketing. The music is like the food. Chicago music and Chicago food are hand in hand.
Yeah.
Simply because you can get everything. You can get everything. So that's the beauty of it. That's what I see about Chicago. That's what I think about Chicago hip hop.
Man, I'm about to get fat on this hip hop, man. I'm hitting my stomach right now, yeah. like wrestler Kamala. I'm gonna put some some hip hop in these in this stomach.
It's in such a great space, man.
Yeah, man.
This hip hop is in a great space.
Couple other things I'll ask you before we bounce here. I saw you posted about MF Doom, and we talked about Ecstasy a little bit too. You know, we lost a couple great ones here recently. Talk about MF Doom. I know you're a fan of his.
MF Doom is not about being a lyricist. It's not about what you have on. It's not about what car you drive. It's not about what your jewelry costs. It's not about where you live. It's not about all the things that it's not about. You see what I'm saying? With Doom.
No
doubt. With Doom, it was about the core of it all, rhyming.
Yeah.
And the illest part about it, I got on a mask. Y'all know how I look through old pictures, but y'all don't feel me today, but
nope.
Y'all see me.
Right.
Y'all got to listen to me. You know what I mean?
Man.
I ain't got to get a haircut under this. Y'all got to just, it don't matter about that. It don't matter how I look. Let's go.
Man, his punchlines, man. His punchlines are some of the best.
She told him he lost it. He told him he lost it. He told him he lost it in a bunch of other more shit. That shit was crazy.
There's one I that caught me the other day. I was playing one of his records from King Ghidra, the one where he says, if I want my meat bird, I go to Sizzler. I just couldn't stop laughing. I had to play that one again.
It's about rhyming, bro.
Yeah.
It's about rhyming. So when you rhyme, and then I can't see how you looking, I can't see facial expressions, I got to listen.
There it is. Yep.
Got to listen. For sure. That's how it is, man.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's how it is. Rest in peace, MF Doom and Ecstasy from Houdini. My man from People Under the Stairs. You know, so many people passed. You know, it's been a rough couple of years here.
Rough couple of years, man.
But you're talking about The Wire. I can't let you go without asking you, do you have a favorite character? Was there a favorite episode, anything like that? I mean, Omar's my favorite, you know, by far. But, you know, Stringer Bell is, you know, one of the all-timers on that show. My man, Dominic West.
Stringer Bell was one of the, you know, oh, man, how do I rank these guys?
It's hard because it's an ensemble. It's not like, it's not based on one, you know, one character. And for that matter, it's not even based on one group of people because you've got the, you've got the Baltimore area, you know, you got the police station, you got the drug users, the drug pushers, you got everything. You got the mayor, you got the kids. Yeah, it's a city. It's a show about a city. That's what I tell people all the time.
My favorite character on The Wire, oh, man, Marlo Bodie.
With the golf club, when he first shows up with that golf club and he's just swinging it on the streets, I was like, damn.
Marlo Bodie, or what's the kid name, man? Michael.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was like the Omar in the next generation. Come on, man. Yeah.
Snoop was dope. That was a crazy cast.
Yeah. Method Man had a cameo on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Wood Harris. Salute to Wood Harris.
Oh, yeah. Avon
Barksdale.
Oh, man.
Okay, this is what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
I can't let you leave without asking this question.
All right.
When The Wire comes up, what do you rank The Wire? Okay, here's mine.
All right.
The best. Season 4.
Oh, ranking the seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's
season
a tough one.
Four.
Season 4. Season 4, that's with the schools, right? With
that's
the kids.
With the schools.
Yeah.
And the dope part about The Wire is they attack they attack certain problems in Baltimore.
Right.
And they write about it. And a creator sits down with an old police officer and he goes in on the writing process. They talk about the school systems, dock and import, the scandals behind that, you know, the newspaper.
Politics, yeah. When the mayor is running and all the stuff behind the scenes. Yeah,
the politics. They talk about that. The one about the school systems first. Season 4.
Right.
And then I'm going to go to season 1. That's second.
A lot of people didn't like season 2 because it went so far another way with the docs.
That's last. That's the last two on my list.
Yeah, but you definitely need it to tell the whole story. There's a lot in there that you still need to know, but I get it. It's kind of like its own season in a way. But yeah, that would be the last one. And
that'll be the last one. And the one in front of the last one would be, how many seasons in all?
They had 5. So I'd probably put season 5 second to last. Not that I didn't
season
like it.
Season 5
but,
second to last. About the newspapers.
Yeah, it was kind of short, and it felt like they had to hurry up and kind of get a resolution to it. Man, I can't deny what you said. I would say 4-1-3-5-2, maybe. Something like
4-1-3-5-2. I would love to talk to somebody that thinks different.
3 and 4 are very similar. I almost feel like they're like one season, but it's 2. But they're very close because of the whole Barksdale to Marlowe transition. I feel like, you know, those two seasons are almost like really, they're really close together. I have a hard time picking one above the other, but.
Yeah. Those transition of characters, it just make you want to, you know,
Marlowe was
watch
ruthless.
It over and over. The great act, and they really brought it to life. They took you to Baltimore.
I went to Baltimore just because of that show. I was so into it that I actually took a trip there. I mean, I didn't go into like some of the parts in the show, but but being downtown and being in that area, just seeing a lot of the landmarks you see on the show, it was like, really, as a fan, it really took me back. So, you know, salute to Baltimore and all the cities, you know, that are part of this, you know, like what you're talking about, these albums, you know, third world city type vibe, man. Survival.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. Everywhere. Survival. That's all we're trying to do. You don't even have to be the richest or poorest. Like, everybody's trying to survive, man. And that's what it is.
Man, no
survival
doubt.
Survival scroll.
Well, look, where can heads find the album? And how can they find you on social media, follow you, see what you're up to, and definitely keep in touch so they can see the next projects coming out that you've already gave a little taste of what's coming?
Find me everywhere. Fillmore Green, Philmore, Green with an E at the end. That's all social media platforms. You know, projects are going to be all over those places. If you want merch, www.teamcultureclothing.com. Go there, check it out. We got everything from paintings, prints to things that's $5, stickers, you know. So go check it out over there, www.teamcultureclothing.com. And feel more green everywhere, man. And salute to my brother Glory. I think I forgot him out there.
There you go.
Off the block list of names. I try not to, you know, do that because I'm a forgetful dude. But yeah, feel more green everywhere, man.
And if they want to read that article, there's a link for it on your Instagram. That's how I checked it out today. The Sun Times article. You can go on there, click on it, and you can hear
on there,
read the
click
article
on it.
Yeah.
Or feel more green Sun Times in Google. You know, it'll pop right up there too, because that's going to be changed when these projects coming out.
There it is.
You know, so that changes through the times. So
exactly. Man, thanks so much for coming on here, man. Salute for talking about The Wire, talking about your two projects.
Talking about everything.
Yeah, man.
I opened up on this.
Yeah, man. You know, no doubt about it. And you definitely, whenever you want to come on back and promote the next project, you know, you always have an open door here, man. Chicago in the building,
no doubt,
always.
Brother.
Man,
thank you, man. Thank you for having me. You know, it's an honor, man. A fun show, man.
Oh yeah, it's like I said, just kick back and we just speak on whatever. It's infinite.
Yeah,
so I really appreciate it, man. And thanks for listening to old ones, man. it was always cool when I hear that someone's actually played one of these joints that I've done, man. So, you know, definitely appreciate that.
No doubt, brother. Well, listen, you know, anytime you need me, man, like you just said, future joints, man, I'm here. We're going to lock in. We locked in. I'm going to lock the number in as well.
Oh, no doubt. There it is. There it is, man. Salute Fillmore Green. Go check out his new album, Survival Scrolls, and his album before that, Chicago, A Third World City. Find him on Bandcamp and all streaming platforms. Once again, big up Fillmore Green.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. Salute to Fillmore Green. Really had a good time talking to him. That was fun, man. Let's get into another song. We talked about this in the interview featuring one of my favorite MCs, Sky Zoo. This is Time. And this one right here, this should really get you hyped for the album. This is one of my favorite songs off of the record, The Survival Scroll. As I said before, check this out on all streaming platforms. Go to Bandcamp, one of my favorite apps, favorite sites to get music from. Check out Fillmore Green on there. His previous album, Chicago Third World City, is also available on Bandcamp. So here we go. Time featuring Sky Zoo, Fillmore Green on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Like the pianos in this joint. Let's get into it like. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Clap. Yo. I'm rapping precise, flowing with the passion of Christ. OGs flashy with dice and they packing a knife. I be OT, tracking the flight. Every show packed for the night. They love you if you rapping it right. My man Flair with a tracking device. Slumlords, rats and the mice. They caught them, so I'm packing a kite. Commissaries never vary, never ask for the price. This is life. We go to junkies when we ask for advice. Shorty's young as 12, brandishing pipes. Used to the kickback, so when you hear that click clack, it'll damage your life. Married to the game, shaking the rice. Master the field, Montana, Tom Brady, paying it rice. Come wrong, you paying the price. Hit the morgue, stay in the night. Cold chilling, laying on ice. Every day it be a gamble, go and play with your life. You only get one role, ain't no playing it twice. This is life. I done seen enough up in this world to know ain't nothing worth more than time. Nothing worth more than time. Gotta keep your mind, don't chisel. Do it from the heart and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It took a lot of years just to get here. Time. It took a lot of years just to get here. Time. It took a lot of years just to get here. Hurry up, I don't got time. He put his name on an affidavit. Turn ghost if you got a statement. Fans watching the movement. They circulating the pavement, fighting cases. We seen a lot through life phases. I'm painting the picture well so these other rappers could trace it. It's basic. Maneuver throughout the land of the faceless. Shootouts, broad day, yellow tabs cover the cases. 12 pacing, jotting, knocking on doors. Trying to get description of faces from every innocent patron. Money brings jealousy and jealousy is hatred. But you can have what he got too. Gon' make it. Hunger, pain, and jaded. Lack of the motivation. I'm driving these niggas crazy. Strapped.
wrap up and embrace it. Mayday, the melee is within my rap pages. Give me a mic and I take flight, I rock stages. It took years to make it to years in the making, but once you there, you gotta keep it sacred. Time. I done seen enough up in this world to know ain't nothing worth more than time. Nothing worth more than time. Gotta keep your mind on chisel, do it from the heart and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It took a lot of years just to get here. Yeah. Time. It took a lot of years just to get here. Yeah. Time. It took a lot of years just okay. to get here. Hurry up, do like I don't this. Got time.
Yeah, seen time get handed out to my mental stoop. And the time it took them to catch it was quick as a loop. And the judge who throwing it down had a vision to prove. Every minute he explained is a minute he lose. Word that the time counting. Take forever but worth it like the old Pro Tools. We spent all that time bouncing. Outcome perfect though. Everyone heard it, yo. It always spin around. So keep all them circles closed. I'm back with the murder flow. It hit like Mason Bethel, but hit like waving hecklers. It be like I work them both. Hybrid. Time like tapping your Cody so he could chime in. And all the words is mirror image with they alignment. Peep the designing. Dapper Dan with the redefining. Scenery got it by whoever keeps it the flies. Yeah, you know what the feeling be. Models on Ben Aki, Coronas with Grenadine. All part of the time, right?
I done seen enough up in this world to know ain't nothing worth more than time. Nothing worth more than time. Gotta keep your mind on chisel. Do it from the heart and you will be fine. You will be fine. It took a lot of years just to get here. Time. It took a lot of years just to get here. Time. A lot of years just to get here. Hurry up, I don't got time.
Yo, yo, check, check, 1, 2. This is Catch 22 coming at you live and direct, and you're listening to my man, DJ Soundwave, Infinite Banter. Don't sleep on it, kid.
What up, Big Bruh? Listen to the Big Bruh Podcast.
What's good, people? This your boy, Big Bruh. I'm the host of Live with Big Bruh, a podcast where I keep it raw, uncut, uncensored, and unfiltered. Always keeping it 100 and giving you guys my opinion on topics that you need to go check out. Live with Big Bruh is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, or wherever else you like to listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you go subscribe, rate, and share it. And while you're at it, tell your friends to tell their friends to do the same thing. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Live with Big Bruh. And remember, they can hold you, but they can't stop you. Big Bruh out.
What up, everybody listening? This is SB, the Chi-Town MC, and I'm here chilling with my man MJ on Infinite Banter, where we banter on and on and on. But it's always love. It's always that food for the soul, y'all. Peace.
Time for you to leave, asshole.
All right, that's Kirk Acevedo saying it's time to get out of here. But before I do that, Kirk, I got one last thing I have to do. I mentioned at the beginning, some of you might have seen this already. There was an Amber Alert last week put out. And for those of you who don't know what an Amber Alert is, I mean, I'm surprised if you don't. But it's basically when a child is abducted, they put out an alert to let people know, hey, we're looking for this kid. Here's the person that might have taken the kid, etc. Very important thing. I'm not trying to make light of that at all. But last week in Texas, this is just crazy, they had the kidnapping suspect as Chucky from Child's Play. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And they actually had a picture of him on there and everything. They had an Amber Alert for a 28-year-old male, red hair, blue eyes, giving detail that it mentioned Chucky's height was 3 feet tall. And when it said race, they put doll. I mean, I don't know how this got out there. This is just crazy. They said they apologized for the confusion. They said it was a result of a test malfunction. So they didn't mean to put it out there. I don't even know if it was a test. Why are you even using this as your example? That's just hilarious to me. Chucky took a kid, just like in the movie. Movies come to life. So if anybody, you know, I don't know who else handles this kind of stuff, but if America's Most Wanted is still around, you might want to go to Camp Crystal Lake. There's at least 100 missing camp counselors that no one seems to care about. Haddonfield, Illinois, feel free to go there. Check out and see if there's any kids missing there, any young teenagers. Usually the kind that like to smoke pot and have sex. Those are usually the ones that end up missing. And since you're in Texas, you know, putting out Amber Alerts for Chucky, maybe you might want to look for Leatherface. He might be out there making, you know, potato chips out of people's faces or something. So if they really want to get into this, they could really start doing some real work and solving some of these crimes. Maybe they could get a medium in here, some sort of psychic, to talk to the afterworld, because I heard of some burn victim that's bothering kids in their dreams. Dude wears like a hat or something. He's got like a sweater with stripes on it. So just giving you guys some tips. I've heard about these things, so you might want to check it out. So silly, man. Amber Alert for Chucky. This is crazy. All right, that's it for the show. Big up Fillmore Green. Check out that album, The Survival Scroll, on all platforms. Definitely check him out on Bandcamp. Check out this show, Infinite Banter Podcast, on all platforms. And follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Infinite Banter. Go to Apple Podcasts. Rate and review the show. Keep forgetting to mention this. Go on YouTube. Type in Infinite Banter. Look up the show, listen to clips from past guests, past interviews. There'll be links in there to hear the whole podcast episode that that interview is from. So definitely go do that. And we'll leave you with one last song from Fillmore Green off the Survival Scroll album. This here is Generational Wealth featuring Peter Jericho, Jay Ivey. So that's it. Thanks for checking out the show. I appreciate it. Damn you, Chucky. Still taking kids, man. They better look out for Leprechaun. You know, St. Patrick's Day's coming up. Put on an alert for that guy, too. So stupid. All right, if I do another one of these, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
Hadi is on the beat. Let's get into it live. Yo, it seems so beautiful to me. Sent from the heavens, I've awakened to a dream. Sculptures in the sand washed away by the seas. Then it reappeared with the stroke of a breeze. I glance to the sky, see the crescent. Hands reaching down for me, take me to the essence. This moment is the freshest. Please take me out of this place and open up the gates, count my blessings. Tupac ain't mad at ya. Look at how I came from a backpack rapper. Speaking to the youth, to the ladies and the trappers. God-given gift given to me, no rappers. Divine intervention, I can feel it. Until I'm out of here, but I'm here through the spirit. Just know that I'm the realest. I'm never saying bye, this forever. This music therapeutic, you can feel it.
100 million pieces of gold would never make us immortal. How worthless it is to you, this crown, if I can't pass it down.
We were not raised by wolves. No matter. This knowledge is your tool.
I wish you live forever through these lessons I teach you. Generation.
Now I'm screaming to the rafters in a venue full of angels. The truest transition, so guaranteed to change you. God got me, I swear in life I was tangled. In the crossface, hands high, I was mangled. Couldn't catch a break, couldn't get ahead. Calling up my mama for a little bread. What if I was locked down in the feds? Those be the thoughts running through my head. Play my catalog for my babies. Let them sit with it, show them daddy went crazy. I'ma live forever, all you gotta do is play me. Never be lazy, work hard daily. Get up on your feet, I know you got dreams. Never wait for man, you gotta take things. Be ambitious, an educated queen. I gotta spit it like my last song.
100 million pieces of gold would never make us immortal.
I gotta spit it like my last
Let
song.
Let me heal your body, feed your mind and your soul.
I gotta spit it like my last song.
This knowledge is your tool. I know we'll live forever through the spiritual and not the physical. This generation,
I pray the gods watch over you when I'm no longer here.
This generation,
I know
well.
The ancestors will put in good favor.
Hey.
Daddy will give you good flavor.
No doubt.
Hope you'll find you a woman that is good as your mama is. Start a family and pass these blessings down to your kids.
The knowledge of self.
Let the last breath be the link to generational wealth. I pray for your health. Pray that every step my spirit is felt. For the sake of your growth, your development, you see, it ain't about me. It's about the link we connected to. I see the ancestors in you. They guarded you, never disregarding you. You're never alone. You can hear them in every song your soul sings. The soul brings signs for you to follow. Follow your heart. Your intuition is the blueprint, the chart. Trust yourself to the days you grow old. Your confidence is gold. Hold it tight. Hold your head. Don't trip when you ain't right. Learning from the mistakes made is how our spirits get fed. How you get ahead is knowing that you're your only competition. You're the author of your composition. Compose your position. Your great grace are with you. Your great grands will miss you. But your value will be felt in the value they give you. We live through the power of our memories. The griots and the big mamas send messages through our history, our stories, our contributions. Every brick laid houses hints and solutions for the problems that need to be solved. Through you, the light of our people will forever evolve.
100 million pieces of gold would never
forever make us immortal. Let me heal your body, feed your mind and your soul. We were not raised by wolves. This knowledge is your tool. I know we'll live forever through the spiritual and not the physical. It's generational.
Being on the Infinite Banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.